This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Don't do this.
It's time for Don't Do This.
Why?
With Ben and Woods.
Let me tell you why I am a dumbass.
That is outrageous.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Before we get to our three stories that make you shake your head, 97.3 The Fan's Best Coworker of the Week photo contest. It's not too late to enter. Just send your picture of your pet coworker to 97.3thefansd.com, and you could win a $250 prize pack of solid gold pet products. They've been such good boys, little boys and girls, keeping you company while you work at home. We're going to honor them with our Best Coworker of the Week photo contest, 97.3thefansd.com. Woodsy?
You know who's not the best coworker? It's former Major League Baseball pitcher Felipe Vasquez, was the closer for the Pittsburgh Pirates. Almost went to the Dodgers in a deadline deal. And I know Dodger fans thanking their lucky stars that they did not trade anyway away for Felipe Vasquez. He will never play in the major leagues again. We told you about this story a while ago. He is behind bars already. He's facing more than 20 felonies in a child sex case. He's been hit with a new child porn charge, Ben, in St. Louis. So he's arrested back in September. He was sexually assaulted a 13-year-old girl. Was also charged with sending nude pictures and videos of himself to the victim. I'm trying to find the new charges. Oh, yeah, they found a video, more nudes, and a video of him doing something sent to a 15-year-old girl, Ben. So the Westmoreland County PA assistant district attorney told the Trib he believes the minor is the same girl at the center of Vasquez's other charges. But each time they find something, it's a new charge. He's going away. He's not coming back, Benny, for a long, long time. His next hearing slated for June 23rd. A disturbing, gross update on Don't Do
This. It seems like if you're already facing charges for doing something that you would probably try to avoid continuing to do.
Well, I think they're just finding more.
This is more.
This is more.
This was from February. So this is just, okay.
They're finding more and more.
Not good.
Not good at all.
I thought that was what I was going to do that story in the middle. So now I'm not sure where to go. I'm going to step on your toes.
What's your other story?
I don't have another one. I thought I was going to do that one in the middle. You were going to do the other two.
So I'll just do all three then.
I'm
about
confused.
That?
Go ahead. Just take it away.
What was our second one?
That's a good question as well. We're a well-prepared
show.
We've
clearly gone off the rails here, and I don't
Pandemic
know why.
Pandemic off the rails.
I will tell you, though, about this.
Well, I'll come up with one while you're doing this.
All right. Well, when I saw this yesterday, I thought, oh, no. This, you can't do this. It's just, it's really bad timing, and it's a really bad look given the time. Max Kepler, superstar for the Minnesota Twins, one of the best young players in baseball. He had gotten a mask in the mail, and turns out it was a Blue Lives Matter mask in support of police officers, which in and of itself, no problem, right? In and of itself, you want to wear that, Max, that's fine. He's in Minnesota. He's in Minneapolis, actually, and all this had gone down. We all know the events that transpired in Minneapolis that, by the way, are still going on in Minneapolis. And he posted a picture of himself in his new mask, which, by the way, he says, and I tend to believe him, that he didn't know what the mask was for. He didn't know what it represented. He thought, in his mind, it's just a cool mask. Now, Max is a German baseball player. He's been in the States about 11 years. And once he put it out, and he didn't say anything. Like, he didn't say, I back the blue or anything like that. He just said, hey, thanks so-and-so for the cool mask, right? Well, he immediately, you're tone deaf, you're out of your mind, what are you doing? You're canceled, the whole bit that people do. And he put out a statement, said, I wasn't aware of what the masks supported. I'm still not into politics. And then more people jumped on him. Then he writes a little bit longer statement saying, hey, you know, I posted this thing. It was sent to me by a company to wear during the pandemic. I had no idea the mask had any underlying inferences. I simply thought it looked good. After I was told what it was, I took down the post. I take full responsibility. I'm sorry for the hurt and pain my actions have caused. Racism has no place in our world, et cetera, et cetera. My sympathies are with the family.
You know, it's interesting because
it's a wild coincidence.
I have a lot of confusion is maybe one word to describe it. Hesitancy. That Blue Lives Matter thing. We have a lot of cops who listen to our show.
I got a lot of cops that are friends,
and
man.
They are fantastic.
They're great
people.
And
we, of course, support them, and they are heroes. There are frontline heroes out there every single day that are put in dangerous situations that sometimes, you know, require split-second decisions, and not 100% of the time is everything going to go perfectly. And I think most rational people have an appreciation and an understanding for what cops go through, dangerous jobs sometimes as well, where they put their lives on the line. And, of course, the lives of police officers matter very, very much so. And I really do support that. The phrase, though, Blue Lives Matter, seems to be just a direct co-op from the movement of Black Lives Matter, which is an important movement as well, and one that, you know, deserves a lot of respect and attention in this day and age. And you need to keep an eye on that. To try to then make, if someone says, oh, Blue Lives Matter, I hate when people, you know, I'm opposed to that movement, makes you sound like you're against cops.
Which you're not.
Which I'm not at all.
Yeah, somebody.
But I don't like the way they're stealing the black lives and trying to minimize it by saying, well, then Blue Lives Matter.
Right.
Come up with your own support of police officers. I mean, be 100% supporting of police officers who are doing their job the right way.
Yeah, you can be 100% supportive of police officers, except for the ones that do things like what happened in Minneapolis and in a lot of other instances. And I think, honestly, this is one of those
things that
it was a coincidence.
And I think we can also be, you know, occasionally, if an officer does make a mistake on an occasion, but if their, you know, hearts are in the right place, they're trying to do the best thing, you have to be understanding of that as well. When they're put in a dangerous situation, you can't deny, though, that there are some cops who abuse their power,
no doubt,
and have as well, and that there is a undeniable racial component, especially in some cities, about interactions between police officers and citizens, and that's an important issue right now as well. To just boil it all down to a phrase, "Blue Lives Matter," I do have a problem with that. I don't really like that. It's a much more complicated issue. And for people then to just make a big deal about what a mask says is, I think, actually trivializing this whole thing.
Yeah.
It should not be trivialized at all. We need to support our police officers, our frontline workers. We also need to respect the rights of citizens, especially minorities, African Americans, who historically in this country, of course, have been oppressed. Voting rights. Dealing with
segregation.
Police officers. Segregation.
Yeah,
I mean, there's a historical context you cannot ignore. Where did we get off the rails on this story?
I have no idea, man. I have no idea. But, you know, in Max's case, again, I tend to believe him. I do. I mean, he's not from here. And again, when he made the post, it was, hey, thanks for the cool mask. That was the post. It wasn't some real politically charged post. So, but a definite... definite unfortunate coincidence, especially where he was located. I mean, right there in the heart of what was going on.
Certainly of Minnesota right now.
Yep.
I mean, so many things going on, right? We could continue on. I saw that CNN reporter was arrested on live television last night. Certainly, as someone who works in the, you know, TV news profession and in journalism, that, of course, is disturbing to see. In any circumstance, he's been released. He's back at work already.
Back at work.
How about that guy? Getting right back out and doing his job covering.
He stayed so cool.
He did a great job. He really did. That was very impressive.
I cannot relate.
Staying a cool customer.
I cannot
relate. But this is touching the sports world as well. I don't want to call this a don't do this, but Colin Kaepernick, this was the cause that started his kneeling protest.
Yes.
At the very beginning, he had a statement on this yesterday where he said, basically, if I had it right here, I lost it.
Should get a Chromebook.
It never happens on the Chromebook. I had it right here, and then it disappeared on me. Colin Kaepernick. He's not here for peace. He said if civility leads to death, then revolting is the only logical reaction. So basically, Colin Kaepernick calling for revolution. I have mixed feelings about that as well. I understand. I don't want to minimize what people are protesting, because it's actually a decent thing to protest. People want their lives to be respected. They want to feel like if they have an interaction with a police officer, even someone who committed a crime once, doesn't deserve to die for that crime 100%. On a sidewalk in a street. At the same time, calling for revolution, violent, you know, burning of buildings, things like that, well, that has its own consequences as well. So you see what's going on in Minnesota right now. It's painful, especially during this pandemic. It's unfortunate that it's come to this. That's all that I can say. It's unfortunate that it's come to this, but I'm not going to try to be judgmental about any side of this.
Yep, 100%,
at this
man.
Point.
Well said.
All right, that was a unfortunately serious edition of Don't Do This that just happened.
Gotta keep it light on a Friday.
Let's go real light, and let's talk about TV recommendations next. We need Craig Elston to switch gears badly for us, so we'll chat with our buddy, get some streaming television recommendations, and read some raps, because that's just the biggest jump from one topic to another in history that we can do. Coming up next with Bennett Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.